Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. The one thing I didn't do that I always do that I forgot to do before we started the show is get the number of the show and the name of the show. That is my fault. I screwed that. That's that pooch tremendously. But anyway, we're here and, I'm super stoked because obviously we did not have Within Brim Skin last week. Alex has been sick and Mr. Greer has been extremely busy. So what do you call it? It is late coming out this week, but, you know, Greer did me a solid, and he is here in studio with me today. So thank you, Mr. Greer.
Hello, hello. No problem.
Much appreciated. And also for those of you who follow us on Truly Inconsequential, we are back, baby. So Truly Inconsequential will be coming back again starting on...
When is this episode going out?
This episode goes out on... Well, it's going out right away. So this for next week, what's the day that we're going to get on?
I think I'm going to continue it.
Wednesdays.
Okay. It's going to continuously go up on Wednesdays. I don't know if it's going to... I haven't decided because I've been... I do it with MKT where I just let them be available as soon as midnight hits.
Okay.
So I might do that with Chili where it's available all of Wednesday.
That might work.
I might stick to the whole
lunchtime thing.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But we will be back episodically every Wednesday.
Make sure you guys tune into that because we have some really great episodes. Of course, it sucks that we're having to pre-record and not be doing it, you know, with you guys live. However, we got some really good episodes.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that you're going to crap yourselves over because they're that hilarious. But anyway, that being said, let's get started. First and foremost, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Man & Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret, Bear Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. So, what do you call it? It's been a while since you've been with me on Within Brim Skin.
It's had to have been...
Months.
2-3 months.
It's a long time.
It was probably still fall last time.
Holy cow. Guacamole.
Winter hadn't even come yet.
It's craziness. Well, welcome back. Glad to have you. What do you call it? I know it's a one-time thing for now, but what do you call it? Hopefully we'll see you again soon, but let's get through this episode. What do you call it? I'm just so scattered. We did 4 episodes of Truly tonight.
Yeah,
so.
we pulled a Family Feud and taped a whole bunch of them.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it. I actually, you know what? It went by fast.
It did, because it's like, you see, the thing is like, we took off for Truly for about a month just to figure things out and figure out where the course of the show is going to go. Because I'm going to be honest with you, it's fun doing them lives, and it's fun getting to talk to everybody and have them pitch on the conversations, but managing all the podcasts that we put out, and then managing, YouTubes and Facebook Lives.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It is for a team that, I would just like to let everybody know that I'm not going to pat ourselves on the back real quick, but I'm going to quickly pat ourselves on the back and say the team of the Grindhouse Radio at its crux is me, Brim, and Kim.
Yeah.
We make everything move. So, like, if I could take stuff off of our plates, I'm going to try. So it was fun to just, like, sit down and just BS and go through 4 episodes of Truly. I thought that was fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I can't wait for them to... Are we going to put them out in the order that we did them?
Yeah.
So we're going to make them wait for that.
Just got done doing will be the last... That's not going to be out for a month. That one they're going to get last.
So you guys got to watch for it. You're going to love it. I promise you, your mind is going to be blown.
Yes.
Anyway, so I wanted to talk... One of the things that just happened... this past week, I believe it was this week or last week, everything's kind of molding into each other, but there was a deer that got loose in a classroom here on Long Island out east. Did you see the video and everything?
I did not see the video.
So the deer apparently jumped into a window or something, and the whole class scattered and ran out of the building. It was at Stony Brook University. And what do you call it? The deer was in there, and they shut the doors. So then the deer is in the classroom. First of all, I don't know... Why would you run from a deer? A deer's not going to hurt you, you know?
Well, I mean, was it a male deer or a female deer?
That, well, what does it look like? I don't know.
This is kind of crazy because this is from November 25th, 2001. Deer visits a Tennessee classroom, and I believe the exact same thing happened, except it was in Tennessee.
That's crazy.
Which is weird because this all happened like a year later, like less than a year later.
This is okay. So put it in
deer classroom. You said Stony Brook.
Yes, yeah, Stony Brook. It was Stony Brook University, and which is, if you're not from Long Island, it's out east here on the island.
Yeah, Harm Hall deer freed from Stony Brook University classroom. There's no. Oh, there is a video.
What a deer.
Well, it's not a video. It's an Instagram post, but.
That should be a video.
No, that's a doe. It's not gonna be open it.
Yeah.
But, damn you, Instagram. But it's a female deer.
Yeah, doe a deer, a female deer.
Yeah.
But listen,
this is not scary.
Why would you run from it? Even if it was gonna come at you, you've got all the chairs and everything in front of you. You know what I mean?
True. Like, you don't want to get deer ticks though. It's how you get Lyme disease.
That is true. Funny enough, we were at Briarcliff. Have you been to Briarcliff? Is that what
it's
called?
A college.
Not Briarcliff. Briar something. Briar Patch. It's somewhere
that's
out
Disney.
East.
That's where Briar. That's where.
I'm trying here,
the
man.
Briar Patch.
It's Briar something. But it's here on the island. They've got like a butterfly, you know, exhibit there, and it's like, you know, it's a place where, you know, they go to rehabilitate animals and so forth.
Okay.
And it's open to the public, and not many people necessarily know what's there. But one time we were there, maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Well, maybe before the pandemic. I don't know. But it was, what do you call it? There was a deer, and it just walked out of the woods. And we were standing there, and I was like, all right. And we pet the deer. I didn't think about the ticks. And one of the women who works there started yelling out the window, "Don't pet the deer! Don't pet the deer!" We're like, why not? It's sweet. It's not bothering. Like, why would I run from the deer? You know, she's like, deer ticks. I'm like, oh, sugar, honey, iced tea. And thankfully, we were all okay. But, yeah. You know, it was like, you know, it's a beautiful little animal, you know, but
yeah, that it is a beautiful little animal that could be riddled with diseases.
This is true. fair enough. But what do you call it? You know, it is what it is. I wouldn't have gone running out of a classroom though, because it was probably scared. You know, like
probably.
You know, I would have tried to help it. I would have personally tried to help. You know,
maybe
route.
Like if you had some snacks, like throw the snacks out the window. Yeah. Like, hey, buddy, jump back out the window.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Like, you know, you coax it a little bit. You know, years ago, I forgot where we were, but Danielle and I were heading to something. It was either to or from something. It might have been a funeral or a wedding. Something was going on because I know we were dressed. And what do you call it? There was in the graveyards, cemeteries usually have like the big, you know, the big metal fences.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was deer, and we watched them. They ran across the road, you know, ahead of us. One of them jumped straight through the fence, and the other one jumped but got stuck
in the
fence. And I felt awful. I stopped, what do you call it? And, you know, I was like, well, I guess I'm going to be helping this deer get through the fence. And what do you call it? I went and I was able to, you know, and it was scared crapless. And, you know, you don't want to get bit. You don't want to get kicked. But I went to the side of it so this way it didn't kick back at me. And I actually helped to push its, you know, the hind legs
in a
little bit. And after like maybe 5-10 minutes of kind of like wedging, he finally got through and took off like a bat out of hell. But you know, it only takes a minute of you know, kindness, you know, for this animal. It's a wild animal. It doesn't know any better, and we're in its world, you know. So
yeah.
But that's you know why I there's no reason to fear a deer, you know, except for the deer ticks.
Except for deer ticks, because you do get Lyme disease, and if you don't catch that right away, that is permanent.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think my brother-in-law has it actually. Yeah, it's awful, awful. It is what it is. I thankfully did not get it. I don't believe. I hope I didn't get it. So that was that. What do you call it? It was a big to-do. Everybody was talking about it. I don't know which got more hoopla, the deer that was in the classroom or the bull that was running around Long Island for a couple of months.
Well, I think the bull got a lot because that was that became the story of how do you lose a bull on Long Island.
This is true.
You know, so I think that wound up being a bigger story.
How? Like, that's true. How do you lose a bull on Long Island?
It might be a small place, but it is also a big place.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could, there are definitely still some pine barrens and some, I don't know, woods probably isn't the correct terminology for Long Island, but.
Yeah. People were talking about taking was it the Smithtown Bull? You know what I'm talking about, the bull.
Yeah.
And moving it to where that bull was from.
Yeah, do that.
I don't know. You got to see bull nuts every time you drive past that one area. Did you take Kim past there yet?
I don't think I have. We haven't had a reason to just be in the middle of Smithtown.
Oh, my Lord.
So, no, I haven't taken her past that yet, but I will. Sooner or later, I'm going to take her there.
You have to see
it. I still can't believe she's never seen it.
I know. That's like one of the things on the island. It's like going, you have to have been to the Big Duck. You know what I mean? Have you ever been to the Big Duck?
Where's the Big Duck?
Oh, my God. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back from break.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey? Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a bus.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to WBS.
Hello. So you have seen the Big Duck.
I have seen the Big Duck. It is in the town of Southampton.
Yeah, and it is like this ginormous duck right in the middle of the street. I don't even know why. I think it's like a little tourist thing, you know?
Yeah, but it absolutely is a little tourist thing.
But that's like one of the things. It's like, okay, what are the things that you need to do when you come to Long Island? You know, like, one, going to the Hamptons.
Yeah, gotta go to the Hamptons.
Everybody's been down to, you gotta be down, go to Montauk at least once, right?
Yeah, gotta see the point.
Or if you're, we could take it a step further. Forget about visiting. What are the things you do when you live here? You know what I mean? You got to go to Montauk. That's a thing. You know, the Big Duck, you've had to have been there at least once. You had to go apple picking at least once, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, pumpkin picking at least once.
Yeah.
What do you call it? The seeing the bull nuts on the bull in Smithtown. You know, that's like a big thing.
Yeah, I think I had to go to Smithtown for like work stuff. That's the only reason that I've ever seen the Smithtown. Like, I never made it a point to go to Smithtown specifically to see the Smithtown Bowl.
No, but I
know it exists because I've just been there and I've seen it.
Passing it. Like, that's one of those areas that, you know, it's if you're heading to Port Jeff, you're probably going through that area. You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah.
Like, if you're going to Port Jeff, you're passing that bull and seeing the bull. Like you would know if you're there, you know, if you've been that way a million times, that right across the way was, I think they're gone now, but was that Cheetahs or some kind of strip joint Right, that was
from the bull?
From the bull.
It's definitely not there anymore.
Yeah, it's diagonal from the bull was for, I mean, as long as I can ever remember, was the dancing place.
I don't think that exists anymore.
That's possible.
I think Smithtown cleaned its act up a little bit and axed them and booted them from the community.
Fair enough. But what do you call it? Port Jeff, you know what I'm saying? You have to have gone to Port Jeff.
You gotta go to Port. I was actually just in Port Jeff a couple of days ago, and I haven't been there. I haven't been there since Pokemon Go was popular.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember, like, that was crazy, going to Port Jeff, just seeing everybody walk around the town. That place is beautiful. Port Jeff is a great spot on Long Island.
Yeah, it's a walk-around spot, you know. Yeah. Another spot is, what do you call it,
You know the restaurant in Port Jeff that's got the ship?
Yes.
The boat?
They closed down.
I was literally just there a couple days ago. They gutted it, and they're putting in a new restaurant.
Oh, well,
but
that's good.
Don't think they're getting rid of the boat part. They're leaving that.
Well, that's good.
Because you can't get rid of that. That's like a staple.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
Yeah.
You know? But that's also, if you're in Port Jeff, that's also to take the ferry. You go right across the Connecticut.
Connecticut, yeah.
You know what I mean? Then another one is Cold Spring Harbor. You know, you've been to Cold Spring,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the town in Cold Spring is fantastic. But there's like these certain spots, Vanderbilt Museum.
You got to do the Vanderbilt Museum.
Vanderbilt Planetarium, you know what I mean?
I've done that since I was a child, but yeah.
But these are the things that, like, when you're on the island, you know, because they're there, you know, or these are things that you've done. So that's why it boggles my mind, you know, that she wouldn't have ever seen the bull.
Nassau County girl, though.
Doesn't matter. I was a Nassau County boy, you know? I came from Uniondale. That's farther than where she was.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, you at least, like, I think you did a little bit more travel. Well, not, but she used to go out. She used to go out apple picking. That actually shocks me, because she used to go out apple picking,
right,
with her family all the time, that she didn't wind up accidentally going through Smithtown at least once or twice.
Yeah.
But
I don't understand.
Yeah.
What do you call it? So meanwhile, I don't know if I mentioned it on GHR this past week. I probably did. But you know, talking about driving around in Uniondale, I actually went back to Uniondale.
You did.
I did talk about that.
Yeah.
What do you call it? So for everybody who didn't listen to GHR and listens to WBS, what do you call it? I actually went back to my hometown, my original hometown, this past week, and I took my wife and the little one with me, and we drove past my high school and my elementary school, and I showed her where C. Brown lives from Leaders of the New School. And
he's still there?
Yeah, he's still there, right behind my old house. He's still there. They saw my old house. Well, it was the first time Haley saw my old house. It was just, you know, like so weird and so bizarre. Because I guess it's all a matter of, and I think we spoke about this at the beginning of the week, but I think it's all a matter of, you know, perspective, you know what I mean? Because everything seemed so much bigger when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And when I was there, it seemed so small and so different and so crazy to me.
Well, it's because you're an adult. I don't have that same thing, because I've literally lived in the same place my whole life. Like, I lived in the same town. Me moving in with Kim is the first time that I'll be leaving Suffolk County, or even West Babylon. Like, I've always lived in West Babylon.
Crazy.
So I don't get that, but I understand, like, you're older, so you come back and it's just like, it's got a different look to it.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so it is even stranger how the absence of trees makes things look so different as well.
Well, they cut down a lot of trees.
They cut down a lot of trees. And
Nassau County's like turning into Queens almost.
Yeah, it was weird, man. It was really weird. And you know, like, we used to play, like, you know, don't get eaten by the gator and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, we'd run around the streets, and, you know, and then, you know, all the, it's just everything there was just bizarre. But for those of you who want to hear more about it, you know, make sure you tune into this past week's, this week's episode of the Grindhouse Radio, and you'll definitely hear some good stuff. That being said, what do you call it? I also want to touch on stuff that we did speak about on GHR, but what do you call it? Fantastic show. What is it? All of Us Are Dead?
Yeah, we did talk about that. That's
the Korean one.
Yeah, the Korean one. Yep.
Unbelievable. What do you call it? Great freaking show.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. I wasn't going to watch it. I was like, I'm done with you know, all, like, 1,000,003 zombie flicks, and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to sit and read subtitles, because I refuse to watch without subtitles now. you know, after watching a couple of episodes of
Squid Game
with the dub just bothered me. But you know, that was such a great show. I think you'd like it. I do think you'd like it.
I keep thinking about it. I just am so disinterested in the zombie thing that I just can't. I can't get into it. Like, I would almost rather. I would almost rather give The Walking Dead another shot rather than get into a whole new zombie property, you know. But again, I just feel like it's been played out, you know. Like, I feel like the zombie thing needs to just go away for a while and then maybe try and make a comeback a little later down the line. But it just seems so stale to me right now.
They come in and out like that, you know what I mean? Like, the vampire thing was huge for a while, you know, with Interview with the Vampire and Lost Boys and, you know, all stuff like that, Twilight, even though I don't want to consider that anything.
Can you just at least give the, I hate vampires are dumb, but can you give them some respect and just say True Blood, please?
Like, True Blood.
That should have been the top of the list, not Twilight.
Well, I mean, you know.
Twilight killed the vampire craze, I think.
Twilight was awful. Meanwhile, you know, vampire bats and so forth, and now we've got this guy playing Batman. I still am not feeling it.
It comes out next month. I think it's like March 4th or something like that. We'll see.
Not feeling it. We'll see. I'm going to let you see it first.
That movie might be close to 3 hours long.
Are you serious?
They said there's a director's cut, or there's a cut of the movie that's 4 hours long.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wouldn't sit through a four-hour movie, but...
I would if it was good. You'd watch a four-hour Marvel movie. Let's be honest.
That's true.
If Avengers Endgame was 4 hours, you'd watch it.
If they just decided to run Infinity War and Endgame back-to-back, like, in the same day, I'd watch it.
Absolutely. You know? Like, to be completely...
That's a specific situation, though. Like, it's not... That's a movie with, like... every single Marvel character in it, you know what I mean? Like, that's not like, I wouldn't watch a 4 hour Iron Man movie. I wouldn't
you'd have watched the 4 hour Spider-Man movie. If this last Spider-Man movie was 4 hours, you would have watched a 4 hour Spider-Man movie, and you would have walked out with a smile on your face.
Probably
guaranteed, because that movie was that good.
Yeah.
And that movie could have gone 4 hours. It was like almost three, wasn't it?
Probably. Yeah, it was probably like 2.5.
Yeah.
It's probably close to three.
It absolutely could have. It might have gotten a little stale here and there, but there was so much going on.
Yeah.
They could have gone 4 hours and it wouldn't have been bad. You know what I mean?
I agree, but I think it's when you're so like following simply just one character, I think it's a stretch to do it for 4 hours.
True.
Because this is just like, sure, we're going to have Catwoman in it, but this is a Batman story. So like, just Batman for 4 hours might get stale. Just like if you did just Iron Man or just Cap or just Thor, 4 hours might get a little stale.
Might. Depends on the story and how
good
the story is.
That's true.
I mean, I agree with you. I think a team movie would be easier to watch like that. I think an X-Men movie would probably be really cool. Be a 4 hour movie. You know what I mean? They'll never do it, but you know.
No, they won't do. They'll do X-Men. They just won't do it for 4 hours.
How long was Samwise?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings movies.
Those had to have been Lord of the Rings.
That's the longest movie, right?
Fellowship of the Ring is 2 hours and 58 minutes.
Yeah, so that's just under, just about 3 hours.
Yeah, that's.
So what is the longest movie in history? I mean, you know, it's got to be something that we've seen.
Longest movie in history is 20 longest movies of all time. Number one was Gone with the Wind, was 3 hours and 58 minutes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know Gone with the Wind was 4 hours.
I never even seen it.
No, I have, but I haven't watched the whole thing.
Once Upon a Time in America's about three hours and 49 minutes.
Interesting. Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia is 3 hours and 36 minutes.
All right,
Ben-Hur, 3 hours and 32. So, like, going over 3 hours is 4 hours. Wait, how is that less?
8 minutes.
I don't understand how. Oh, I guess it's just ranking them. It's not like telling you what's the best one.
Ugh, The Irishman. How long was The Irishman?
The Irishman had to have been.
That was like 3 hours.
I was knocking
on
four. It's like 3.5 hours.
Ugh. Now that one was boring as sin.
Yeah.
But you know, so a 4 hour movie's not far off.
No, they haven't done it in a while, but they no 4 hour movie's not far off.
Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more Within Brimskin.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to WBS. Will's BS. So what do you call it? Let me tell you, man. I am shocked to have seen that there were some four-hour movies that we didn't even realize were 4 hours.
I can't believe there was a King Kong movie that went 3 hours.
Yeah, that was a Peter Jackson one, I think, right?
I believe so. It was 2005, yeah. Peter Jackson, King Kong.
Oh, and he's the guy who did Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Wolf of Wall Street was 3 hours.
Was it?
That was a good movie.
That was a very good movie. But see, that wasn't boring.
No, that wasn't boring.
That wasn't boring at all.
But I think
Titanic wasn't boring.
Yeah, but if you would have stretched it out for another hour, it might have got there.
Probably. I can agree
like
with
that.
You.
That like an hour is a long for a movie. An hour is a long time. It's a long time. 4 hours is a long time to be sitting in a movie theater seat.
This is true.
I think it's different. I'd be more inclined to sit for a 4 hour movie maybe if I could watch it from the comfort of my home, because I can get up, pause it, go pee if I have to. I don't have to worry about missing anything.
Yeah.
I can be on my nice comfortable couch. Granted, movie theater seats are great now.
They are wonderful at this point. Yeah. And you can technically have stuff delivered to your chair now.
That's true. In select theaters, you could do that.
What do you call it? I don't know. End the story. It is what it is. I would watch a four-hour movie if it was the right movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they did, if there was a four-hour Marvel movie with the characters that we appreciate and love, with, you know, I would watch it.
Yeah,
4-hour Eternals movie, I wouldn't have watched.
No,
it was awful. I couldn't. It was such a bad movie.
I liked Eternals for what it was. I didn't think it was the greatest Marvel movie that ever existed. Blah. But
so upset with it. So upset.
Well, I wasn't. You see, the real thing is, I wasn't upset with it because I didn't know what to expect because I did not know who the Eternals were. You know what I mean? So for a movie that was an intro to characters that I had never heard of, I was entertained.
I knew who the Eternals were, and I wasn't entertained. I didn't hate. Let me take it back. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. You know
what
I mean?
Just because they were just so obscure that it was like, do I really care about these characters?
No.
You know what I mean? That was the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. I didn't hate the movie, but I didn't love the movie.
Like, it wasn't as bad as Thor the Dark World.
Thor
the Dark World was a really crappy movie.
You really hate that movie. I don't even know if I watched that movie.
You're not missing anything because it wasn't good.
That's not the one with the Hulk. That's Ragnarok.
No, that's Ragnarok. That movie's great.
Yeah.
That one's really good.
That one's a good one. I can't remember watching Dark World. I probably did, but
it was the second Thor movie.
Then I probably watched it.
Yeah.
I probably watched it. I wonder.
In my personal opinion, Thor is the weaker of the Marvel movies.
Yeah. I could see that. I'm not crazy about Chris Hemsworth.
I think he did a good job as Thor.
I do too, but I'm just, you know.
Ragnarok's my favorite one of the three.
He's not as... he embodies the character well. He's doing a good job. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But he's not like... His character's not like an Iron Man, like a Tony Stark. You know what I mean? His character's not like a... See, I wasn't necessarily crazy about Captain America either.
I love Cap.
Yeah.
Captain America movies are so good.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just not my favorite characters, that's all. Like, yeah. I would rather watch a Wolverine, like a good Wolverine movie, because that's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
You know, like...
You're going to get Wolverine at some point.
Yeah, but if it's not my Hugh Jackman Wolverine, I'm not going to be happy.
It might be for a minute.
We'll see.
Strange, the new Doctor Strange movie.
That would be awesome. I want to see that.
Well, I don't know if... you might get it for a minute. I don't know if it'll be Wolverine... going forward, but you might get the cameo. Like, you might get what you're looking for.
The cameo is good for me for now, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so that's it is what it is. I'm going to digress because I at the end of the day, like, you know, we could talk superhero movies all day and night, you know, and we have. But what do you call it? I do want to make sure everybody keeps an eye out. So I had a very interesting day the other day. I spent an entire day out on a road trip with our friend Marty Grabstein.
Yeah.
Who's Courage the Cowardly Dog. If you guys are familiar with the Cartoon Network series, he does the voice for Courage. And he is a very loud and boisterous individual. And that compared with me, who is a loud and boisterous individual, was a very interesting combination. And funny enough, we were talking and I reached out. I said to him, I go, you know, I see you've been doing singing, you know, because he's been singing on his social media.
He's been doing that since the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, do you want to do a couple of songs together? Maybe we'll sing a couple of songs together, whatever, and have some fun. I said, I just want to get out of the house. I want to do some content. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. We wound up not doing any singing. We were supposed to, but we were just, so many other things were going on. We had the guitar in the car. The guitar, we were actually going to do it at the Smod Castle, but we wound up, we're just like tired at that point and just hanging out with Ernie and enjoying ourselves. But we did a big, you know, day trip. It was a nice little, day out in Red Bank, New Jersey. I picked him up, went out to Red Bank. We went out to Secret Stash and we got to see the new location, which is beautiful. It is a beautiful location.
It looks awesome.
I didn't want to show too much on the video because I wanted people to be able to go see it. But I am putting out a video that will go on my official website so you guys can see it there. It's way too long to put out on social media. What do you call it? But that being said, it's... really, really cool looking place now. Very different from the old one. That being said, we were there. We saw Mike Zapsik, his wife Julia, who I love to death. Then we went to lunch at this B2 Bistro, which was unfreaking real. What do you call it? The place, very cool spot. You guys know me and my food. I like to go to the coolest spots.
Yeah.
And I got to say, in Red Bank, that is one of the coolest spots. The food on point. Everything was better than the next. My wins, if you guys are going to go there, are the, what do you call it? It's the Korean Kung Pao chicken with the, what do you call it, with it's like a buffalo Kung Pao cauliflower, which okay. is just stupid good. Just stupid good. The wings were just mind-blowing. Not my number ones like I had in West Palm.
Yeah.
But these were not far behind. These were really, really flavorful. They were crunchy, crispy, and juicy and delicious. So I absolutely loved them. They had a burger to die for. What do you call it? Really,
this
really
is killing
good.
Me. I haven't eaten yet, so I'm starving.
Me too. That's why I'm getting hungry too. Yeah. I'm there. What do you call it? So definitely check them out. B2 Bistro, New Jersey, Red Bank. But they have 5 or 6 different locations. So what do you call it? When we're out there, we'll have to go swing
yeah.
through.
Because yeah, absolutely.
Place is fantastic, and what do you call it? Like the food, just unreal. We had our kitchen tour. I love getting my kitchen tours, and they have a lot of space, man. They have a lot of space.
That's awesome.
What do you call it? We didn't film in the kitchen there, but it was like, you know, a big area, and they're what do you call it? Their different meat locker, and then they had their veggie locker, and everything was, you know, just big and wonderful.
That's awesome.
So we had a good time. We had a really good time, and you know, Marty was so exhausted by the time we were done. He was like, he passed out in the car. We were having a conversation, and like mid conversation, he's snoozing.
That's a long day.
It was a long day. He's not a spring chicken like well, not even like me, like you. I was exhausted. But what do you call it? He's, you know, he's about 15 years older than I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but so I dropped him off. He's about an hour from Red Bank.
Yeah.
And then I was about an hour from him. So I drove about 2 hours and change, you know.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't drive, so but it was a lot of fun. We had a blast.
Sounds like a good time.
Check out
the video.
I was gonna make a social post today. I haven't yet. Maybe I'll do it a little later. But what do you call it? Yeah, just a lot of fun, and just got out and got to see some people. You know what I mean? Like I get to see you and Kim and my family, and that's it.
Yeah,
you know, like so. I needed to get out.
Get out. Yeah, you need to do something else.
Oh, it was
good. Totally get that.
And it was great. I haven't seen Julia, Mike's wife, I haven't seen her in 5 years in person.
That's crazy.
It's insane. The last time we saw each other in person was when I was doing hosting stuff for the Walking Dead, what do you call it? The con that they had.
Walker Stalker.
And what do you call it? So the last time I saw her was there. And then we went out to dinner afterwards.
Walker Stalker, about like 4 years?
Yeah, almost.
Years?
Craziness. Because they got shut down.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Just, they haven't done Walker Stalker, and I feel like 4 years.
It's
four
probably,
or 5 years.
Probably.
We were still, last Walker Stalker, we weren't even in the studio yet.
Are you sure about that?
Positive. 100% positive.
Wow. That's crazy. And we've been here for about 4 years.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know, man. Well, it is what it is, but that's about all the time we have for today.
Yeah.
What do you call it? We appreciate you. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Make sure you check out Truly Inconsequential coming back this coming Wednesday. Make sure you catch that. And also on Thursday nights, make sure you catch the Grindhouse Radio. On Mondays, you've got my other show, The Dirty Little Secrets Club. So please make sure you tune in and hit me up on all the social media. So, you guys next week. Good night.
Can you tell I'm out of steam? Stick a fork in me. I'm done. I'm done. Dunzo. It's it. That's it. I'm done. Shut my music.